This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The Democratic Republic of Congo received its first batch of Mpox vaccines on Thursday, which health authorities hope will help curb an outbreak that has prompted the UN to declare a global public health emergency. Congo is the epicenter of the outbreak, which has spread to neighboring countries and elsewhere. But a lack of vaccines in Africa has hampered efforts to stop the spread of the sometimes deadly disease. A new foreign minister has been appointed in Ukraine. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Andriy Sibiha, a former ambassador to Turkey, is the country's new foreign minister. The appointment comes as President Volodymyr Zelensky sought to breathe fresh life into his administration, with the war against Russia poised for what could be a pivotal phase. He replaced Dmytro Kuleba, who became one of Ukraine's most recognizable faces on the international stage, as he petitioned and pleaded with Western countries to support Ukraine's war efforts. I'm Karen Chamas.
Ukraine's top military commander said in an interview broadcast on Thursday, Kyiv's incursion into Russia's southern Kursk region was working, and there'd been no Russian advances on a key sector of the Eastern Front for 6 days. Ukraine's military poured into the Kursk region last month and says it has captured dozens of settlements. Meanwhile, Russia's forces have been moving forward slowly on the Eastern Front in Ukraine's Donetsk region, particularly near the town of Pokrovsk. Ukrainian Commander Oleksandr Sirsky, interviewed by CNN, said the Russian advances had been stopped. Ukraine's incursion into Kyiv was the largest largest attack on Russian soil since World War II. This is VOA News. South Africa's Ukrainian Association has expressed outrage. A Russian naval vessel was recently allowed to dock for several days at a Cape Town harbor. Kate Bartlett reports critics say the incident calls into question Pretoria's purported neutral stance on the Russia-Ukraine conflict.
The Ukrainian Association in South Africa said it was dismayed to learn the Russian naval training ship Smolny had anchored at the port of Cape Town in late August. The Russian Consulate General in Cape Town said on its X account August 30th that the ship's command had met with South African naval counterparts and hosted a reception aimed at strengthening bilateral ties. Russian state news agency TASS also reported the ship's unofficial port call. It said the ship had undertaken a long-distance voyage that included stops in Cuba and Venezuela so that 300 cadets from the Russian Ministry of Defense could conduct a maritime practice. Kate Bartlett, VOA News, Johannesburg.
Venezuelan opposition leader Maria Corina Machado said on Thursday she wants the United States to do much more to press President Nicolas Maduro amid an ongoing dispute over July's presidential election. Democracies around the world have criticized the Venezuelan government's handling of the July 28th vote, which election officials and its top court say was won by Maduro, who has been in power since 2013. But ballot box-level tallies posted by the opposition shows a resounding victory for its coalition candidate, Edmundo Gonzalez. A central Budapest, Hungary district is holding a two-week referendum on a possible ban on short-term rentals, which would be the first of its kind in one of Europe's most popular tourist destinations. Reuters correspondent Christy Kilburn reports.
Eurostat figures show almost 719 million guest nights spent in the European Union last year were booked via online platforms such as Airbnb, Expedia Group, Booking, and TripAdvisor. In Central Europe, Budapest was the most popular for short-term stays with 6.7 million guest nights. That's ahead of cities like Vienna and Prague. Real estate website ingatland.com said a ban in the 6th district, where apartment prices are 22% above the Budapest average, could temporarily curb long-term rental prices. Locals were mixed on the proposal.
Reuters correspondent Christy Kilburn. An early Canadian election is more likely now that Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has lost the support of the opposition New Democratic Party that was helping keeping him in power, the party's leader said on Thursday. I'm Joe Ramsey.